Sidaf Kuf Beis in ours. Kasha Shemati B'Shem O Baal Shem Tov. Like I heard B'Shem in the name of the Baal Shem Tov Nishmas, it begins in Meraimim. Pirish Hashaz the Gittin, an explanation of the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that Shalach Leimar Ukva L'Reb Elozer. Mar Ukva sent a message to Reb Elozer, B'nei Adam Aimdim Olai U'B'Yodi L'Moysrom L'Malchus. Mar Ukva complained that there were Rishoyim who were torturing him. And he had the ability, through his government connections, to report them and to have them thrown into prison and destroyed. So he didn't let him do it. So he told him, "Sirtet because of leidoyim l'Hashem v'schaydolay." Scratch it. They do a sirtet in a sefer Torah, where you make those lines into the cloth. He wrote him this pasuk, "Doim l'Hashem, be silent, Hashem v'schaydolay." And he explained as follows: Hashkem v'ha'arev, get up early and stay late. Aleihem l'bismedrash, go to the bismedrash. V'hu yapilem lefanech, and the Rebbeinu Shleilim will cast them down from before you. Chalolim, chalolim. V'ischeidaloi was a language of chalolim, chalolim, like in dead bodies. V'hem kolim me'aleihem, and they will disappear on their own. U'pirish huzal. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh explained, what was the methodology used here? Shuhu kimavoyon lamayla, this is the concept that we've been explaining. Shurebelozer, Rebelozer nosan lay eitza gidoyla, zu Rebelozer gave him this great eitza, she'al yidei she'yashkim v'yariv aleim l'bismedish, by him getting up early and staying late in the bismedish, is yismasku hadinim, he will sweeten the dinim ha'heim ha'miluvashim b'yis min yadam. These people were embodying a gzadin that were happening to this person. Shekamu alav lehetzalai. They came upon him to cause him tzar. Kimash yesh la'odam tzarim lamat. The fact that a person is in narrowness here below, hu al yedei hadinim sheyesh alav lamayla, only comes about because there is a harshness which has been decreed upon him from above. Mehis arvus viz gabrus sige hadinim v'hagvuris, from the mixture and the strengthening, the overpowering of the mixture of these dinim and gvura. And as a result, umislabshim b'mnei adam lamata, they end up being embodied in human beings here below, whether it's one supervisor at work or other forms of dinim of people that can make people nuts, that can cause them agony. There are people who are anyway, as we call them in Yiddish, jerks, who deserve that they should end up being the cause of tzaras to somebody else. The Eitzah is don't go against them. The way to put them down is to get up early and to stay late in the Bismedish. B'pnimius ha-Torah, learning a true, inner, deeper level of Torah, Shu Seida Das, this is the concept of Das. It's Torah with love and awe. Is Ayudesh Yilmed V'Yispalol, by through the fact that a person will learn in davening B'Dechila V'Rechima with love and with fear, K'mavoy L'mailo, Shezeb Chinez Das Mamish, Dechilu and Rechimu, love and fear is Das, is Vayudea Das, Vahadiburim, through his using his Das, and by speaking these words of Kedusha, is Nis'al Lamaila Lihis'achid by the Mamachshava. So he and his words will be elevated above to become one with this Ayla Mamachshava. And that place, here's the key, is Makim Shein Sham Dinim. There is no Dinim. Vein Satan, Vein Pegara. There's no Satan, there's no one who can access Chas V'Shal Merak HaToyva Gomer. There it's sheer chesed. V'nichlal hu im oisan hagvurais nefulin p'chines dinim b'hatoiv. So what's happened, what will happen is he, with all of his experiences that he's going through at that time, are connected to that source of goodness, to that source of toiv and chesed, and mimela, everything else falls away. Why? Is v'chalze, continues the Maranayim, all of this happens, ayadei sh'noisin alibai, because the person pays attention. Kigam oisin ha'gvuris nefulim, that even those harsh experiences, hem oisiyas, they're all made up of letters, kinoida, as everybody knows, shim ba'olav ezedinim, when a person experiences harshness, hem oisius nefulim, they are comprised of fallen oisius. This is, again, very, very fundamental teachings from the Magid, especially in the Baal Shem HaKodesh, this business with the oisius. Shadikach misaprim va'oiskin b'inyone hama'ure shabo olav ba'oisius. That for this reason, one repeats and toils and dabbles in the concept that's going on, because it's all in the words. It's all about the letters. Is ayidei sheboin me'oisius nefulim, since the source of this is from letters which have fallen from a higher source. Ve'oisius shemidabrin min ha'me'uro hahu, and the letters that one speaks of that which is happening, hen hen mamish elu ha'oisius hanefulim shemem bo'ei lo'adinim. So when we talk about him, we're really re-experiencing them in the deepest way, because everything that happens in the world is only happening through oisius. Now, so that's oisius nefulim. But v'alkein ba'achzei ba'oisius ha'toyra. But if instead of, once again, this is so not mental health oriented here. Because in mental health, they tell you, well, you need to talk it through. You know, you need to talk about it, right? So he says, instead of talking about that, which is once again just reinforcing the letters of that happening, stop talking about that. And instead, ba'achzei ba'oisius ha'toyra bi'ahava v'yira shem chines das. Instead, grab a hold of the letters of Torah, which is with Ahav and Yira. That's the concept of Das. Is Nimshach Hayidei Zeh. So, but he will be drawn through doing this. Ima Oisiyah Shabbat Torah Lemaila. He will take those letters of Torah and be connected above. Limikara Torah, to the source of Torah. V'yesh Aliyah Gamkin Loisiyah Hanefulim Shamakam Adinim Shenichlo Bahatoyv B'Shoshan. So then, he, with his experience, will elevate the harshness that he's going through in his life at that time, which is also made up of oisius, but those are oisius nefulim, those are fallen letters, and they will be re-included in their source in the good. Kenoida, because everybody knows, shekol ha'ispalus ha'yoyrid hen letoiv hen lemut, that every feeling, every happening that happens, whether it's for the good or for the fakeret, hakol hu ha'yidei tziruf ha'yoisius, everything that takes place in life is merely a combination of letters. Is v'ayudei aliyosan l'sharshan, but by elevating them to their source, pnimiyas hadinim el atoiv, by taking the pnimiyas hadinim and reconnecting them to their source in toiv, is nifrad mehem hara, shoyim u'uriv bohem. So we create a pirud, we create a separation with the bad which was mixed into them. Even everything becomes sheer goodness, because the ra falls. What's more, he says, not only does the bad fall away, but there's a transformation that takes place in those very people that originally were the carriers of those dinim. They are transformed. They will become his beloved. Because without the support of din that they had from above, they could not carry out anything. Is this reminiscent, fellas, of a chazal that says, Chosh b'roishoy, yasik b'toyra? Somebody who's experiencing pain, Chosh b'groina, yasik b'toyra. The chazal continues there. A person is experiencing pain, is yasik b'Torah, he should go and study Torah. So according to the way the Maranayim is explaining here, is what he will do is end up taking the oisiyos that are creating the pain in his life, and he'll elevate them to the source of chesed, which will result in his experiencing only goodness from that point on. Continues the Maranayim with the explanation from the Baal Shem HaKodesh. They will fall before you, chalolim, chalolim. She'ara sheba'al dinim, because the evil chelik of those, of that judgment, ye'noyifu lamata, it will fall away. V'yikore b'shem chalol, and it becomes, a chalol is a dead body. Why is it called a dead body? Why is he calling them, ye'chalolim, chalolim? See, he explains very simple. Avor she'nitl me'am achiyus. Because what was giving them the sustenance? It was this mixture of chiyus, of ra and toiv, that was coming, that was being channeled through them. The moment the person elevated the Isyas to their source, so the Chiyas fell away. And as a result, Shaymurib and Vinasa Viniskan Min Khedaka Toiv Shaybam, he elevated, he rectified the only Toiv that was supporting them. Is Hatoiv Hagomur Yiris Alikim Viskalus Bidas the other Mamakshava. This Toiv was the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and including this Das to the other Mamakshava. Vizel Kavanas Haposuk Doim Lashem Pisanata Hashem Vischoidaloi Shuloshin Dumiya. He says, what is this? Is the language of Dumiya Shapirshu Shapirushai Shiyavai? He should bring Elo HaOisius, these letters, Shadislapshus Adinim, which embodied themselves in this negative experience, La'ilam HaDumiya, to a place of silence. You hear how he's saying? Elevate it to not be silent, but elevate these letters to a place, to a world of silence. Shisham, why is it a place of silence? Because Shisham ain ayma vein dvarim. It's in a place, it's being connected to a place that precedes speech. It's olam ha-machshava. It's a world of thought. Ka'amar, Shisham ain dinin klal. There is no such thing as dinim. Rak toiv gomer, b'loi sigir rak klal, without any mixture of ra at all. Minoida shesoida das nikri gam kem b'shem yankiv, k'meshe k'savti l'maylo. That Das is called Yankiv also. Yankiv becomes Soida Das. There he writes that there's Yankiv Milgav and Moshe Milabar, that there's an internal Das and an external Das. He says, therefore, here's how you read this. Yankiv left from Beersheva, Shebchinis Yankiv, as he said, which is the Soida Das, this Yisoid that we're talking about, of approaching Torah with das, with love and with awe, is yotza me'Be'er Sheva. It went out from Be'er Sheva, which is mikur stimas haTorah, the source of Torah. Mayin haChachma shubchinas Be'er Mayim Chaim. It's called Be'er Sheva because it is the spring from which comes forth all of Torah. Why is it called Shiva? V'nikra Be'er Sheva al Shem Chatz v'amadeh Shiva. The Torah is referred to as the seven. Shanoi de Shakoya la Torah. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Shabbos says that this pasuk Chatzva Madeh Shiva Sheva refers to Torah. Is Vahadas Yoitze Mimayin Achachma. Das is the product of Chachma V'Nimshach Lemato Lizgalis Pchinis Dibur. It comes out in the form of speech. Shiyal Yidei Zeh, by a person using the Dibur with Das, which he had defined earlier as love and awe. Shaideze ye ilo yumitik l'choladinam ha-nefulim ha-boyen mo'isius nefulim. By doing so, he will have elevated all of the source of any experiences of harshness which comes from letters which have fallen. V'zeu v'yele charona shadas oisa halicha v'aliyah l'pchines charoin or charon, which is Charen Av V'dinim Lam Tikan. This will be V'yele Charona, he will remove anger, he'll remove any form of dinim, which is referred to in Charen Av. Charona refers to this harshness. How? Al Yedei Diburim, by speaking, B'das, B'dechilo V'rechimo B'toira, Shunim Shech M'pchines Be'er Sheva, that's by understanding how to apply, how to learn the Toira, which is called the Be'er Sheva. V'gamkein p'ula nasa k'maykein. Not only does it take place through Torah, but I want you to understand, he says, that this p'ula, this accomplishment, can take place as well through davening. Shugamkein oisiyas haTorah, because davening as well is oisiyas haTorah. V'chol ze gamkein oidei das shudechil v'rochim. This also takes place through das, which is love and awe. B'chdei shadas yimshoich. The Afriach Ois on the Maila, it could draw and make them fly above. The Pchin is Be'er Mayin HaChachma Eilem HaMachshava. Therefore, V'zeo V'yifka B'mokim. So Chazal tell us, in Pigiel Tvila, when it says that Yankiv Avinu encountered this place, this encounter means Tvila. Shebemakim shehu sham benefilas in the makom hadinim. When a person chas v'shalom finds themselves there, in his fallen state, in a place of harshness, ziyaschil avgia ulis balel. So the Torah is telling us what's the etzah. Vayifka b'makom, start pleading and davening. Imdas b'ahava v'yireba isiyas haTorah. Start davening using the letters, the words of davening which are isiyas haTorah. What the person will do is he'll end up unifying and elevating the same oisiyas that are causing the person the misery in the first place, which is the hester ponim. And the person says, Alkin Elikai Bikirbi, it happens because God is not in my midst. Meaning, what does that mean? Ein elikai bekirbi. Says the Maranayim Shual Yidei Yisparodai Me'abayra Baruchum Ipgam Me'avaynus. The person recognizes Ein elikai bekirbi, God is not in my midst, meaning that I have separated myself from the Ribbono Shel Olam with the flaws that I've created with my Averus. But now, instead of that, V'ata, from now on, Yiskal Elu Adinim, I will include these Oisius Nefulim Be'adas, v'yikonsul yiskal batoiv. I'm now going to include them. I'm going to unify them with the source of good. This is the definition of tshuva, right? He's come and returned these letters to their source. He's rectified the flaw. Be'pchines hastoras panim. He's rectified the hastoras panim. Is va'oz va'yolen sham. Says the pasuk va'yifka b'makom va'yolen sham. He encountered the place va'yolen sham, and he rested there. Al Shem Ben Shaddai Yolin, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim that he rested in the most intimate place. Shayidei Amtokas Hadinim Metikim Abgan, by sweetening this judgment and rectifying the flaw of his detachment, his Nidbak Bayisparach, he became included, he became Dovak to Hashem. V'oz, if a person does this, then Ein Ra. There is no evil. Because when does a person experience ra? That's if he's detached. But now that God is back in the picture, yesh kol tuv, v'chol bracha. Now the person experiences only good and only bracha. This refers, the pasuk says that it refers to the two Bate Migdash, to the Chazal say it refers to that when the Rebbeinu Shlom's presence dwelled within Klal Yisrael. Kibo Hashemesh, the Pasuk continues, Pirish. Kinoida, it gets into a little bit of a new concept here. Kinoida. Ki Shemesh Umogen Hashem Alekim. Pasuk says that Hashem Alekim is the sun and a shield. She'elikusa yizbarach nimshal l'shemesh kaviyochol. The Rebbeinu Shlom's godliness is compared to the sun. Be'elef alfei alafim havdalos, tens of thousands of separations. She'iyaf shalistakal bay. It's impossible to gaze at the sun. Ki yamayidei mogin emachse. You need a filter to look at the sun. Similarly, the sheer power of the infinite light which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person cannot grasp it, unless the Rebbeinu Shalom uses filters. Filters called the concept of tzimtzum, of restricting his presence. Says the Pasuk, therefore, kishemesh umagen, going back to the Pasuk, there's the sun and the shield. The sun is Hashem, the shield is Elikim. You see how that pasuk matches up? Ki shemesh umagen Hashem Elikim. The sun and the shield is the concept of Hashem, which is the Yudke Vavke, which is the total chesed, absolute sheer light. Elikim is that which constricts, that which holds back the light. Says the pasuk, v'zehu ki ba shemesh, because what had happened was that the sun set. Sheshaka Hashemesh Shalai Bainasa. As Chazal tell us, the sun set earlier before its time. How? Ayidei nefilah said the makom adinim, because the person fell into a place of harshness. V'achshav niskin v'chazar lekusei b'chinas shemesh leifiyalav, but now that he rectified it, now that he included himself in the toiv, so now the sun shines once again. Is v'yolin sham liyis b'chinas ben shada yolin, to find this place of the greatest intimacy, the greatest comfort. And here he gets to the real the tides from the Maggid. V'cholze, how did this happen? How did he rectify this? Because he took Avne Hamakim, he took the stones of the place. Shema Oisiyah Shinikraim came to Sefer Yetzira. Sefer Yetzira writes that letters are called Avonim. They're called stones. Shelokach me Avne Shem Oisiyah Shemamakim Adinim. He took the stones, meaning he took the letters that he was experiencing in his place of narrowness, in his place of harshness. What did he do with them? Vayosem merashaysav. He returned them to their source. Ve'evion ve'helon l'roish ha'isiyas. He took them back to the roish of the isiyas, which is mayin ha'toyra, the source of toyra lo'ilam ha'machshava. V'yayidei zeh v'yachalayim. What he did was he brought health. Pirish Milosh and Hada Cholim. He brought health. It returned to its health. Shehivri Choyli Adinim. He made healthy the illness of the Dinim. Vinishazkul Aklali Kolal Ba'atoiv. He took those very oisiyas, the rocks, and he brought them back to re-include them in their source. Kama Lamayla, as he said above. V'inesulam utzavarta, continues the pasuk, ki al yidei das, because by das, b'chinas sulam, das is the sulam, shemutzav arta b'madregis is galus. So, in its revealed place, it's mutzav arta. But v'roishe megi ha-shamayma, but its head goes to the heavens, meaning, shenimshach v'nis ale al yoda, that a person can be drawn and raised through it, l'rum shemayim lo'ilam acheres v'ilam ha'machshava, to a place, meaning, here below, it appears already in the form of letters. It appears in Isis. But if a person connects themselves with love and with awe, so they reconnect it to a place that precedes Isis. And there you have, in a malache elekim, not malache Hashem, right? But malache elekim. What's the difference? Pirish shluche adin. These are the messengers. A malach is a shliach. The messengers of din, shem nikraim, malach elikim. Oilim v'yodim boik. Pirish Rashi. So what does Rashi explain? Why is it first oilim and then it's yodim? Why are the angels first going up? We would imagine that first angels need to come down. Right? Pirish Rashi. Oilim t'chil v'achkach yodim. First they go up, meaning if the person interacts with the letters of Torah, with love and with fear, is what goes up with it, he takes the experiences of harshness, of pain. Talking about Torah, and they become included in the Shemaim, as he said earlier, to the place which precedes the letters. So the evil falls away and is separated from the good. And it falls away, as he said above. What's the result? Notice the change of Hashem's name. Until now it was Malachi Elikim. What they took up with them were the messengers of Elikim, which is Tzimtzum, which is Din, which is pain. What the result is, v'ine Hashem nitzaval of Shem Arachmim. What remains is sheer compassion. Shayidei Amtok Hasadinim. By sweetening the judgment, nishboim Arachmim imikorachayim, a person brings down the source, from the source of life. He brings down compassion and mercy, v'yishkav b'makom ahu, hukimoy shekosov b'tikunim. What's v'yishkav? Here you go, fellas. Writes the Tikkun HaZayir. Shem Oisiyos Vayish Kav is Vayesh Chav Beis. Ki Gam Shom B'Makom Adinim Yesh Chav Beis Oisiyos HaTorah. Even in the place where the person is experiencing harshness and judgment, there too there are letters. Ach Shem Oisiyos Nefulim, but they're fallen letters. But if a person connects his Torah with Das, is nichlolim gam elu oisius imam, he takes the letters of the harshness of all the negative experiences and he elevates them with them, lis alis lis achet ba'inam ha'achtus, lis gal ba'toiv. Then he takes v'yesh chav beis, v'makam ahu, he takes those letters that are there, the chav beis oisius, and he's able to take them and elevate them and bring them to a place where they are transformed back into sweetness. I think this is where we will take it up from Emir Tzashem next week.